Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, a lively and provocative conversation with some of the most dynamic change makers of our time. Be inspired by today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the mind, body, and spirit arena. Get ready to ignite your beautiful spark and release the power within. Call Kimmy and Donna now at 888-627-6008.
Welcome to Interviews. I'm Donna Visaki. Thank you for joining me today. Kimmy should be joining us shortly, but right now it's me and our special guest, who I'm going to introduce in a minute. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. I can't believe it's June 9th already. The summer's going to be flying by, but we're not going to go there. We're going to enjoy every single minute of it while it's here. It's sunny in Colorado. I'm not sure what it's like where you are, but enjoy this summer day. School's out, and it's just good. Life is good, so... And I am so excited to have Beth Lynch back with us. Beth was on the show regularly there for a while, and we're just delighted to be talking with her. Devoted to the practice of meditation, Beth Lynch has worked with all ages, teaching simple techniques to help guide one into sacred space. It's in this space the most powerful and natural alignment vibrationally takes place, right down to the cellular level. Lynch teaches the power of understanding the spiritual energy system as well as the humanness, our personality, can free all ages to understand and know their purpose, never feel alone, and live a healthy and abundant life. I just did a workshop this weekend, and one of the things we talked about, Beth, was meditation and how important it is. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I missed you, girls. I listen to you and I think of you often, and it's just great to be back. And yes, meditation, it is, 5 minutes, sometimes 5 seconds, just taking that breath is just enough to send an amazing signal vibrationally inside. And it is so important. And we're learning it younger and younger, the generations younger and younger are really, my healings and the sanctuaries and the meditation classes I've had as young as, believe it or not, 5 years old. And they respond amazingly. They just respond so naturally. It's not even funny how powerful it is in a room of 25-year-olds,
Well, and I think it's important, to try and set some time aside during the day to, spend a little bit longer period meditating and really connecting. I found that's really helpful for me. But on the other side, I also, like you said, taking 5 minutes out of the day. And I find that I can't work like before. I used to juggle multiple things and I'm working on this and going on this and one after another and that. And now it's more like I can do one thing and then I have to kind of stop and take a break and say, okay, now where do I focus my energies? And taking that little short break, sometimes I'll go sit outside or just walk away from my desk, some way, and just kind of connect and tune in and get centered. And then I know
Donna,
I'm
so proud of you. I am proud of you because I remember when I did a little read on you a couple years ago before the book came out, the most awesome book ever. I've recommended it to many clients. Meet you at the base of the mountain. And you were telling me how you were like, and you can't do one thing at one time. You literally said those words to me about 2 years ago. Reading your book, I was like, that is not the Donna I was talking to, I mean, I was just like, oh, you're a teacher. You are a healer. You're a mother. You're amazing. Let me plug you because I really was even reading it last night. I was reading your book last night because obviously my crazy world and schedule, I start reading, I fall asleep, but that's okay. But I was really sitting back going, my God, and I actually channeled 3 people last week, all had lost children in an accident and recommended your book and got two of them out of the 3 have already texted or emailed me back and said, thank you. My God, I feel human again. I feel like it's okay to be that angry. I feel like I can be mad and I can laugh and think of happy times. So you truly are touching people in your book in an amazing way. And I do hope you know that and bring that into yourself because...
well, I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, I just did a workshop this past weekend. There were four of us speakers for this little conference on there is life after death for both you and your loved ones. And one of the things that, you know, we had a lot of people in the audience who had lost loved ones, and especially children. And so, you know, we were addressing a lot of grief and that. And what I realized, though, it was fascinating, and it really just really showed up for me and came into my awareness was I took me 10 years to write the book, and it's been 11 years now since my daughter left. And it's shifted. I think the book, getting it all out, you know, pouring it out, all of those feelings, all of the things that I've experienced and learned over the years, it was like I was finally able to kind of like close that chapter of my life and move past it. And so it was fascinating because I really didn't recognize that until yesterday or this weekend. That I had, I think I had, and writing the book. So for those people who have, lost someone or going through whatever the loss is or the experience, the challenge in that, it was helpful to me to write this. And I wrote it some in stages. Pieces would kind of come into me over the last couple, 3 years in that. And so I would write these pieces in that. And then I finally, you know, sat down and pulled it all together and added to it in that. But I think it's really helpful. So if you can journal or get your thoughts on paper and that, it really does help you to move through that grief, that challenge or whatever, and get to the other side of it. It doesn't completely go away, but now I think it's on the backside of you now, and you're able to fully move forward. That's
one
thing I learned.
Share life with her now. I mean, probably in a different way. You're existing in the relationship, you know, that you have with her, and in the way you can as a spiritual and a human being in her true own whole spiritual nature. You're now together, and in the pain of that, that's hard to do. Don't you think that's the hardest thing you can to get that concept? And once you get the concept, you know, you raise frequency, and then you just, like you said, you putting it down, who knows where your thoughts will take you. And I don't know, it's a blessing of a book for the universe. I really feel that. I wouldn't just say that. I've been channeling 20 years now, and I've sat in front of the, you know, eyes of many parents in such desolation, and a lot of them coming sooner now than we used to. I know when my mother crossed, it was about a year, you know, after she crossed that I went to someone, and now I'm finding it be in a matter of a couple months, they're coming.
Oh.
And I have found just in my work in it that's, it never used to be that soon. So they're coming in more raw, but I think the healing, the ability to heal, and just what you said took 10 years is we don't want it to take 10. I know my own healing. I don't want it to take someone that long. You know, I don't know if the human body, because everything's so accelerated, can even hold low frequency pain like that. You know, getting into the technical end of it a little vibrationally. I mean, our bodies are healing faster than before, but they're also taking on the conditions of the low frequencies, you know. Discomfort, discord, dis-ease, as I've been guided to understand. So, something.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk a little bit about that. In fact, I was just reading something on Spirit Library. It's interesting that you brought that up because it talked about how things are shifting and getting distracted. You know, there's so much happening on the planet right now, and it's so easy to get overwhelmed with all the negativity and all the horrible things and the energy of what's happening on the planet, because it's just hitting us everywhere. And that, and how do we you know, get past that? How do we maneuver through that?
Well, that's a good word, maneuver, because, you know, in my own understandings and personal meditations and plus the channelings, the biggest picture, you know, the bigger picture is what's important. And we, you know, we are, as they have worded to me, wired to cope with the emotions that come with being on in the human experience, being understanding that we are first always a spiritual being in the human experience. And we have to know that both of those are very important. And what why we have gotten to where we are is something that was being shown to me about 12 years ago. It started with the channelings of a lot of young adults and suicides that I was getting. It was getting to be about 8 a week. And I'm like, so I would go into meditation and just say, wow, you know, this is like a lot of suicides in 1 week. And mine became, I think you have spoken, we have spoken on this before, I believe on another show, the condition, we're losing our ability as a species to cope with the emotions. And then all you have to do is turn on the news. Okay. Mm-hmm. Every act of violent crime that we are seeing from 12-year-old girls last week, two weeks ago. No, this is not who we are as human beings. It's definitely not who we are as spiritual beings. But what I was told was, and I know this is a sensitive issue for a lot of people, and these were the words exactly from the young ones I've been channeling, is that the anti-prescription medication abuse, if you will, will take down our species long before any war. I heard that 10 years ago, Donna, in a meditation when I was asking why so many in 1 week, 10 young kids, 10 young, usually 18 to 28 is the range that I was getting still. And do you know, when I heard that, it was riveting. And I said in my head, how can it be any worse than this? And I have observed now for 12 years, it's probably been 12 since it originally began, the decline.
Yeah.
Watching the news today, the woman and the husband that's, you know, sabotaged or whatever they use the word, the two police officers there, you know, the school shootings again. There was something on Facebook, and if you go to my page on Facebook, you will see there is someone who went into the definite logistics of this, like the facts of every shooting, many of the shootings, all the school shootings, and every single one comes down to some kind of, and I'm not here to bash medicine. It's not that. We have a body, and medicine can help, most definitely, but it's the anti-epidemic, as it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I reached out to the guy who did the article because they called it that, to me, anti-epidemic, like 10, 12 years ago when I started hearing it in the channelings. And then he worded the anti-epidemic, and it just chilled me. So I did reach out to him, and he did reach out back to me, and he wanted to read my article on the website. And basically, you know, if anyone ever had any questions on this, you know, I mean, I'm there, and my website has an article on it explaining it technically. Now, what it's doing is it's taking a roller coaster effect into the energy field, meaning the frequencies are dropping, kind of like a roller coaster. And when they go down and hit that low, their spiritual body can no longer be connected to their personality or their, you know, the physical. It's too low. It's too low, Donna, for it to function. It can't be. Even though it's there, it just can't, it's not influencing at all. It's like being unplugged from source.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even Wayne Dyer uses the word source. I love that. From God, universe, oneness. When you're unplugged completely, there's a blackness, there's a darkness. And the spirit world has shown me, and I have a chart on my website, evil being the lowest. Evil is the lowest form of human expression. Let's understand what evil really is. And when you have the lowest form of human expression, it's going to mean they're going to hurt self or others. And where it used to be mostly inflicted on self, we're seeing that change. We've seen that change through the school shootings. We've seen it. So it's a very, obviously you probably feel my passion here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've sat in front of the parents, the eyes, and looked at them when their kid told them, I was out of body. It wasn't me, you know? And it became clear that there was a pattern here that I watched over a decade.
Right.
And now watched it go out of control. So that's why we're seeing, and there's so many degrees of acts, you know, whether it's simple, someone just feeling so depressed, their depressed thinking, low vibrational thinking, dominating their daily process. And do that day after day after day. Well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But we've lost the ability to cope. And look, you have to, if you flash yourself back, there was no coping going on back then. You know, how do you cope? You don't feel like you are, even though you are. you know, mm-hmm. other people's prayers, people close to you are moving you along, assisting you sometimes just through the daily, you know, existence. And then eventually you take your steps, and that's called healing. And I think that's the power of prayer. But what I'm seeing with these kids now that I'm getting in the last few years, this is where it's changed, is I'm getting the kids, the 20-somethings that I'm getting ready to do a very big social media thing on, the 20-something spirituality. These kids are reaching out. Why? They're asking the questions, you know. I don't want to be on it anymore. I want to be off of it. No, I don't want to go on that. These are the things I'm hearing. And these kids are beginning with meditation. And when they do one meditation, Donna, one session, it is amazing to see a light in their eyes. And when they tell me things like, felt like glass shattered and there was this beautiful light and I felt so peaceful, you know. And this is like, for 10 years, I haven't felt that. This is a 20-something-year-old thing.
Yeah.
So this, yeah, it's big. And it just has to be understood. You know, I think my passion is, it's a big part of what I'm doing right now is that focus. You know, people are coming to me for that. You're bringing me their kids, young men, like amazing.
The young men, it's been really interesting to watch that. I think it's been the hardest on them.
Yes. There's something about that male, you know, and, you know, just to even to make the window, the door blow off the hinge. A lot of the ones that I'm dealing with have moved on to the heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're basic. I had one young girl actually tell me, well, I was taught that the medicine was how. And I felt bad for her mom sitting there because her mom's like, I was just doing what the doctor said, you know.
Right.
They don't know. And there's no one to blame. There's no one to blame, really. It's a cycle of understanding in our how we function emotionally, intellectually, physically, but through our spirit. Our spirit is the big motherboard. You know, and that has to be the connection. And when we lose it, we're moving into these scenes in our world and these acts and the new, and it's uprising everywhere.
It is, yeah.
You know, it's kind of
It's sad. Beth, we have to go to a break, but we will be right back on interviews, and Kimmy will be joining us right after this. Are you looking to live a more expanded and balanced life? Do you hunger for information about the mind-body-spirit connection? Hi, this is Donna, here to share how you can ignite your passion for expanded living with Bella Spark magazine. Bella Spark brings you informative articles on spiritual evolution, alternative healing, sustainable living, diet, nutrition, life after death, and cutting-edge developments on topics such as the quantum field and more. With each issue, Bella Spark magazine shares in-depth feature interviews with the most prominent voices in the spirit, mind, body arenas. Popular food bloggers bring you new and delicious recipes, and each issue provides the information, insight, and inspiration you need to reveal and nurture your own unique, beautiful spark. Subscribe today and get your first issue free, only $15 per year. Ignite your spark and live your life on purpose. Sign up today at bellasparkmagazine.com.
Kids are going through challenges more and more these days, and Bedford Public Schools and the community has joined together to celebrate Bedford on Friday, June 27th, kicking off the evening with fireworks, and Saturday, June 28th with a parade, a color run, and Matthew Caracas from the band Citizen, Sam DiArmond, Chris Caracas, and others during the day to pay respect to the many kids who've passed away from Bedford Schools. And in the evening, there will be a concert, a tribute to the Eagles. Tickets are $7 to raise money for a Tree of Life to be placed in the courtyard at Bedford High School. Purchase tickets at Light the Way by calling 734-854-1514. Celebrate Bedford. Celebrate life. Are you interested in weekly guidance, classes, family retreats, and a support system that helps your family through the ups and downs of life? Go to KimmyRose.com and sign up for her weekly newsletter. Read articles that will lend support to your family, and check out the weekly forecasts for you. Take a look at the week ahead. Kimmy Rose is the minister of Sanctuary of Light and dedicates her time to working with families with gatherings, a community garden, and space where you can spend quiet time.
Hi, this is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
And welcome back to Interviews. I'm Donna Vasaki, and we're talking today with our good friend Beth Lynch. And our subject isn't actually one of the most joyful subject, but it's so very, very important. We've been talking about young people, our young men and women in the, you know, 18 to mid-20s in that, who are leaving us, who are suicides or drug overdoses, things like that, and how, what's happening with them. It's a fascinating and heartbreaking topic, but it's so important. I know, Beth, when I was working, talking in this grief conference that I was at this past weekend, and so many mothers there of young men who have taken their own lives. Mm-hmm. What's, you know, and you were talking about how the drugs that we start giving these children. Let's talk about that. What you just saw something on the news about Ritalin.
Yeah, I was dumbfounded. I was watching a Good Morning America or something. And it came across the bottom and it said there are 10,000 children of 2 and 3 years of age in the United States alone on Ritalin. Now what? 2 and 3 year olds, these are future young elementary kids. Okay, now all we have to do is look at the stats on school shootings. What's happening is, vibrationally, is their frequencies are dropping so low, and me and you were discussing that each generation comes in with higher frequency. Each generation is coming in more sensitive to their intuition, to the energy of self-love, simplicity, nature, God, Buddha, whoever you want to call, source. And Jesus taught this over 2,000 years ago. This is nothing new, and it was taught before him. We have a source, a beautiful divine source within us and also all around us when we come in. And we are here to bring that into balance with our what we call the personality. But what these kids have taught me over the last decade of channeling for them that have crossed because of what they call the anti-epidemic is that they dropped their frequency so low. So now that they come separate, they come out of alignment with source, which means a very drop in frequency, probably the lowest form, lowest frequency you can be in to still be physical. This is what it's almost like that zombie feel. That's what many. Yeah, I had a 22-year-old girl come the other day, and I looked at her, and I saw the two signs that I get to show an antidepressant, very low frequency. And I said, how many are you on? Because her grandmother showed me putting the pills down the toilet. Tell her to put the pills down the toilet. Well, you can't really just do that, but I told her to get a doctor's supervision. And so I knew she was on a lot of medication. She was on 17 different pills a day.
Oh, my God.
Anti this, anti that. No anxiety, help her sleep, wake her up. Balance her this, balance her that. Oh, my God. 17 in one day? She's a mom. She's a young mother. And she's terrified of what she wants for her child. So her mother was with her. And we had a very powerful experience. And, you know, I gave her some tools with meditation because meditation raises your vibration. And it's a very powerful thing. And, you know, to attune yourself to understand whether it is you do it traditionally through your, you know, spirituality, or if you do it metaphysically, or if you do it through your creative, your spiritual energy holds your creativity. It holds your highest purpose and expression. It holds the unconditional ability to love, forgive, heal, create. So when we're not plugged into that, what are we? We're nothing.
Right.
So we're putting synthetic in the generations and have been for the last, it was the Indigo children that really became, I kind of mm-hmm. look at it as building the bridge. A lot of them are in their early 30s now, and they're struggling.
Right.
I'm getting them too, but it seems to be that 20-something is the hardest hit generation for these medications.
And Beth, where can, if people want to reach out to you, where can they get more information and where and how can they connect with you?
They can go to the website, innerlightteaching.com. If you click on thoughts, there is the article on the anti-epidemic, and it's there with the chart even that Spirit World showed me about the different emotional vibrational ranges and where it drops from, you know, from the highest to the lowest. Very simple chart, and they showed it to me, and I, you know, put it on there for people to get an understanding, because nobody is this evil. Nobody is this incapable of coping and, you know, naturally. This is, that's the unnatural, you know. Mm-hmm. There has to be something done about it. If I have anything to say about it, I would keep screaming.
Oh, well, we need that because it is epidemic. And Kimmy's here with us. Hi, Kimmy.
Hello.
Hi, Kimmy.
And I know, Kimmy, you work with, you see this too. I know we just did a fundraiser for the Children of Bedford because they've had so many people, young people leaving the planet.
Yes.
And you deal with these kids on a regular basis too. So I know you can speak to this, the what these young people are going through and the drug issue and what have you.
And I can speak to it from a space also of, you know, the little boy that came in to see me. I'm looking at him right now, a picture of him. His name is Bradley Lorenzo. And we used to call him Little Buddha. And his mom doesn't mind that I say his name on the air because he's very special. He sat in front of me and he said, "I don't know what to do." He goes, "I just feel different and it won't stop." And he said, "I know I have a purpose. Can you tell me?" He just was talking about his purpose. And I said, I honestly didn't know. And Beth, I think you probably remember when this happened, because I shared this with you. It was like this lost feeling I had. Well, it was because during that time, I was on Adderall. Mm-hmm. You know, I had been taking it because I had a stroke. And that's what really, because I would lose my way home. And, you know, instead of doing, you know, taking the long way where it takes a little longer to do the hypnosis, and the hypnosis does work, I had to get back to work and support my children because I was a single mom. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it does. It changes your vibration. And Beth helped me with that. And I don't think she even knew she was helping me with it, but she might have and just not said anything. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what to do to help him because I thought, well, I'm being a hypocrite. If, you know, he was addicted to something much stronger, which was, you know, they start taking OxyContin. And
yeah.
Usually that comes from their parents, mm-hmm. I find.
But that's the hard part, don't you think? A lot of times you're sitting there and it is, unfortunately, they were only went and reached out for help and got that kind of help only. Thank God now they're expanding. I know I'm seeing a lot more come from meditation, but that's what's hard. A lot of times it is learned in the home. It is learned.
It is. And I didn't know what to do. And so, you know, I said to him, you know, you can do this. I know of a farm. There's a place called Dawn Farms. It's wonderful here in Michigan. And it was his mom and I talked about it. Unfortunately, it wasn't long enough, and he had passed. I'd known him forever, and I got a message, and I heard him say to me, "Build a tree," and he said, "Don't put me to death. Remember, I do have a purpose." So on the weekend of the 28th of June, we're going to erect a tree of life here in Bedford, Michigan. And each leaf will have a child's name that has passed away. And these are children, even who, you know, maybe they weren't taking medicine or drinking, but they just died, you know, in car accidents. Because I believe this, and this would have been right before I was thinking about when Christy passed, Donna. Mm-hmm. It was. Gosh, what year did she pass?
2003.
Okay, so it was 1999 when I had this message. I channeled a message that many children are going to pass. And to me, I consider children under 25, and they're choosing to cross over because they have things to do. They have a purpose. They have something to teach us. And so I was like, wow. And it's just happy. We had my son, who's born in 89, he has over 20 kids that have passed in his class.
Oh.
Whether it be heart attacks, cancer. So this is like a huge thing in our area. And, you know, we're doing this as a celebration of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And the next step is a youth center. And because I really feel, I mean, I work with kids that have, I call them little angels. They are told that they are something, like they are ADHD or they are autistic. And the thing is they have gifts, special gifts. And so especially the ones, the children that are told they have Asperger's or they're autistic, it's so neat to work with them with music because they just really bring out the real creative children. And I believe they came in here that way for a reason. I believe I came in diagnosed as an ADHD, you know, child because my, you know, I can do 2 to 3 things at once. And I used to be able to do 10, you know, but it's like, and Donna can see, Donna's when she spent some time with me, and I know you did too, Beth, she could see the frustration when I couldn't do more than that, than I normally could. But it's just like, you have to get quiet. I found the thing that I really found that helped me was yoga. But I will tell you, I have intended by the end of the year to take transcendental meditation.
Oh,
because I have heard that that is something that really helps people. Howard Stern went through it, and he got off everything he was on, and his whole life has changed through it. Mm-hmm. He was even on Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. I'm going to try that. And I know Beth does a different type of yoga, which I think is almost like a combination of yoga and some other channeled energy.
That's right. I did do yoga at the retreat, didn't I? I forgot I was teaching there. I did teach yoga at the retreat.
Yes, you did every morning.
Yeah, I think it's really hatha, but what I do is really, and some yoga teachers do and some do not, is I really incorporate the spiritual connection into the inner light of the heart, which is what all my teachings do, because the sacred light and the highest vibration, divine God vibration, is in the heart center, and we have to quit going outside of ourselves. We have to open that door first. You open that door and it just comes in automatically. We don't even have to invite it. And that's something I've been shown in even in channeling or personal meditation time, is that we're separating it and that it's outside of ourselves, and no longer can the body's vibration keep that even subconsciously going. That's creating a lower vibration, which affects law of attraction, condition of your body. You know, we all know that. But, you know, so we have to understand and accept and nurture, meaning do something about the energy that is in the heart, which through self-love, creativity, like you said, they're savants, a lot of them, you know, with music, with art. Even, you know, these young generations of singers, when you hear what they say sometimes when you listen to their interviews, I stood in front of the mirror every day and I saw myself on stage. I knew I was going to be a star. You know, they're doing that at 5 and 6 years old. The time they get to be 12, they're there. They still got emotions, though, that are still in their child, you know. And, you know, you take these stars that reach out. You watch the news, Bieber, all of them. All of them, Britney Spears, all of them, just read the articles. Michael Jackson, oh my God, we could go back to Elvis. All of them were on prescription meds.
Yeah.
Every single one. So now they're dealing with the up and down roller coaster, out of body, and look at what they are succeeding in. And they can't even really feel that beautiful gift that they give to so many people who, you know, they inspire and look up to them. You know, many of them leave the planet before. Kurt Cobain. I mean, the list is endless, you know. the list is endless. In all of them, it comes down to prescription medication somewhere in there. It's more than one, usually. More than one, you know.
Wow.
I just recommend to people, you know, start meditation, daily meditation, read, you know, your spirit. There's an automatic connection to your higher vibration or your spiritual energy when you meditate immediately. So is when you look at nature. So is when you get a hug. So when you pet your animal, when you hug a baby, when you give of yourself. We have so many natural ways we raise our frequency, you know, but it really has to come down to your intelligence and your emotions, because you have to know this. We can't walk around not knowing it anymore. We can't walk around ignoring it anymore. And
that's
you
beautiful.
Can't. It's not.
Yeah.
And I
just want to tell our listeners, if anybody wants to call in, has a comment or question for Beth, the number to call is 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. And I know Beth would love to share her whatever inspiration she has with you. So give us a call.
I got a good note. On a good note, I'm going to be teaching in Florida. Oh, you guys are in Ohio. You're not in. Oh, Donna's out west.
I'm in Colorado. Yeah, you got to come this way.
Yeah, I would love to come out to Colorado. And like I told you, my son is a future snowboarding, I don't know, ex-gamer, if he has it his way. And who knows? My future may be directed that way when he gets ready for college, or at least he'll be going that way, and I'll be coming to visit him.
And then you'll have to come visit. That would be great.
I'm teaching the Interlight class in Florida June 21st. I'm really excited to be going down to Melbourne and teaching that there. Nice group getting together for it. It's June 21st at Sacred Gardens House of Healing. So I know I have some Florida listeners, and I would wanted to get that out there today for them.
That's great. No, that and just being around her, she's very disciplined. She is. She goes to bed. I mean, even around, all of us are up, you know, around the campfire. She would visit with us for a little bit, but she went to bed very disciplined, very calm. She walks her talk. I can honestly say that. And, you know, we had a good time up north. Now I'm going to be getting married up there in a few months. So that'll
I know. I've been keeping an eye on you on Facebook. We've gone too long without chit chat, but congratulations. A divine union. How beautiful.
It is going to be wonderful. So it's neat. You, when you go up there, so beautiful. It is. It's got to be. Well, it is. What was it voted? One of America's most beautiful places. I still argue about that in out, you know, in the mountains, the Red Rocks.
Well, I think that's the point, is that there are so many beautiful, beautiful places everywhere we go. Even when I was in Wyoming, when you drive through Wyoming or you drive through the Dakotas, and it is so stark. And especially if you're driving for a while, it gets really stark. But there is this amazing beauty in that starkness. And so I think our whole planet is just wonderful. And there are just these wonderful, amazing places that you can find that beauty if you look.
Oh, I like that, Donna, because it is. And the earth, you know, I think poor Mother Earth takes a bad rap for, you know, her sinkholes and her weather patterns. But, you know, they say we're also in charge of that one. So, you know, those weather patterns and, you know, with consciousness so crazy,
yes.
You know, I wouldn't argue that, you know.
I don't think people realize that. And I think it's time we really start to understand that. One of the things that we had Patricia Cota Robles on the show a while back, and I always get her information. And she taught, and I mentioned this on the air. I probably didn't say it right, but she talks about when people pass, and they always talk about going through like this dark tunnel or whatever. And her description of it is that we have this energy field around the planet, and it's the consciousness of the planet. And because of all of the things in the wars and the things that we have created and done over the millenniums here on Earth, that energy field is very dark and very dense. Mm. And that's what people pass through. They're passing. Eben Alexander described it as like some kind of soup or something. And my sister talked about this deep fog that she was in when she passed. And but Patricia says it's the energy that we have created. And for us to say, you know, well, we didn't do that. Yes, we did. You know, over the years, all of the darkness that we have created is in this energy field around us. And that's what people pass through when they die. What do you think of that?
I think, yeah, I definitely do, because there's different, you know, the dimensions kind of layer up, and you have to go through the earth frequency first and the atmospheres around. And when you even use the word dark or negative, negative is negative light. And there are so many thought patterns out there and emotional frequencies of low vibration. It, to me, it's like, yeah, it certainly does make sense. And it's probably gotten darker. Speaking of what we were talking about earlier, over the last 10 years.
But it's actually, I think it's what's happening with this whole shift since 2012. And as people raise their vibration, raise their consciousness, and as all of this stuff is coming to the surface, all of these old issues and things and old systems that are breaking down, and it's being transmuted, and it's actually getting lighter. Because of everything. So, you know, the nature, Mother Nature, the same way we started off talking about, you know, Mother Earth and the weather patterns and things like that. And it's cleansing itself. It's hard if you're in the middle of it. And the message I got is that I just give blessings. The people, you know, a lot of the people who have been hurt by this or lost their lives or, you know, whatever, they all agreed to do this the good of the planet. Yeah. And so Mother Nature is cleansing herself as well.
Oh, beautifully put. And it just feels good hearing that. It really does. It really does.
We are moving forward. It's it doesn't feel like it at times, but we are moving forward, I think. And we're getting, and that's what part of this whole transition is about. It's bringing up all of that old stuff. So when we, you know, have issues come up in our life and over and over, we think, dang, I thought I dealt with that, you know, 10 years ago. And there it is back in your face in that. And, you know, we see it with governments and businesses and systems and things like that. It's all coming, it has to come out, you know, it just has to come out. So it's a difficult time to live through, but it's all for the better.
It really is,
for the highest. And it's part of what the Earth School, as we know it's called, is about. Definitely
it is. And when we come into that space of acceptance, it becomes a beautiful thing. It really does.
And I think part of our job is to look at, become more of an observer, you know, accept and observe it and go, oh, isn't that interesting? You know, and if you can step back and watch things, it's hard when it's definitely happening specifically to you and you're in the middle of it. But with all of this, a lot of the other things that's, you know, happening out there, step back and play the role of observer and that and go, oh. Interesting. Isn't that fascinating?
That's very helpful on a daily basis to do that, I think, too, don't you? I mean, I'm sure that's what you mean anyway, just to do that, you know, step out, step back. I think I have an easier time doing it in my smaller stuff, but on the issue we discussed in the bigger stuff, sometimes I get like, I'm sick of observing. I'm going to do something about it.
Okay.
That's okay, too. You know, there are some things you're going to step in, but yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's very interesting. No matter what, it's a beautiful time to be on the planet. It's a beautiful time to be. It's a beautiful time. I think all of us can say that we love helping others, and we know we've had to help ourselves first, and that's who we are. And, you know, walk our talk, definitely. Like Kimmy said, you know, we have to.
Yeah, and we do. When I say that I actually felt that, you know, it was like I felt like just because of being, which wasn't anything like he was on, but I just didn't feel like I was, like, for me it was, I have to, if I'm going to work with him, you know, I felt like I needed somebody else to. I mean, it's just an integrity mm-hmm. thing with me. Mm-hmm. That's how I am. So,
right.
So, and then part of me goes, I probably could have worked with him because I, you know, just because he did come to me. But because of this, you know, beautiful child, look at all the wonderful things we're doing.
Right, right. And we have to go to another break, but we will be right back on interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki and our special guest, Beth Lynch. And again, if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 888-627-6008. We'll be right back right after this.
Light the Way has been in business for 18 years. Kimmy and her mom, Carolyn, would like you to stop in and say hi. As well, our services of consultations, Reiki, massage, hypnosis, and CCT, we have a gift shop. Books, candles, and essential oils, jewelry, gift certificates are always available. Just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lambertville, Michigan, located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road. Call us at 734-854-1514. We're open 6 days a week. On call 24 hours a day for you at 734-854-1514 or visit www.lightheway.com. Stop in or phone Light the Way for a psychic reading, massage, dream interpretation, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis. Open 6 days a week and located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road, Lambertville, Michigan. We're just 5 minutes from Toledo, and our family's been operating for 18 years. We offer phone readings 24 hours a day by calling 734-854-1514 or visit lighttheway.com. Light the Way is still open? Then you can call Kimmy or her mother Carolyn for a psychic consultation, astrology, massage, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis at 734-854-1514. You can also pick up a copy of Kimmy's book, Wake Up Your Intuition, The Sun, Moon, and Venus, a simple guide on how to get the most out of your man, chicken soup for the power mom soul, and bless you book. We do telephone and in-person appointments. We are located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road, near the corner of Sommerfeld and Secker Road. Visit lighttheway.com. Want to stop smoking and just need a little help? Need to fit into those shorts? Hypnosis can help. Go to lighttheway.com and see the many pictures of people who have lost weight and kept it off. We also sell CDs and MP3s. Call Light the Way at 734-854-1514. We do hypnosis for smoking, weight loss, anxiety, and many, many more things. Located just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lambertville, Michigan, Light the Way, guiding you down a better path. That's lighttheway.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki, and we are joined by Beth Lynch from Inner Light Teachings. And we're talking about I don't like just to limit it to children because, you know, we're all children inside. We really are. And there are many, I heard this is interesting, Beth, we were talking about Ritalin and talking about Adderall and talking about all those things. I heard an attorney say, he goes, you know, You know, us attorneys, we have these really awesome cases now because as soon as we figure out the woman's on Adderall, there are anger problems and she's beating up on the husband. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Makes the personality go out of whack. It whacks you out. It's like they call it the psychotic splits. That's what the kids called it to me.
If I could, and I'm gonna be a devil's advocate, okay, on this one, and because I want to know, you know, because for me, honestly, I do work really hard with meditation. Especially Donna was here. Now I'm like really with my prayer. I'm going. She was going to the back sanctuary area. Now I'm going to the back. I'm like, I got to keep that energy flowing. But it actually calmed me down. It didn't make me. I was just really calm. I mean, that's what I don't understand. Is that because I don't know? I was just wondering. I'm not trying to argue it, but it made, because I would actually get lost going home. When I had a stroke, it impaired the left side of my brain. And Donna, when you were with me, you saw me get a little bit frazzled a few times because I have to work hard every day, work really hard every day to remember things, to stay on pace. All it did was kind of shortcutted me into focus. So, you know, I mean.
Which one was that? The Adderall?
Yeah.
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 The thing is, it can. They
but
always,
I didn't abuse it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And then, you know, added things are added. And then if you're in the social age, these kids add their alcohol with it. You know,
yeah,
that.
No, I don't.
And if the frequency drops low, you know. You know, that's when there's a problem. And on the article, it does discuss how the kids explain they go out of body. And I had an experience when I was 29 where I went to the ER because I was hyperventilating. I was living in California at the time, trying to make a decision if I should move back to Florida or not, because that's where I had moved from. And I've had this anxiety attack. I didn't even know what anxiety was 25 years ago. Did they have a name for it? I don't know. And like I said, 20 over that, 30 years ago, I'm like, do the math. I'm something like that. I mean, 25, 28 years ago. And I literally, they gave me this pill to take in the ER to calm me down, and it did. And then, you know, the doctor talked to me, and I said, well, I'm trying to make some decisions, and I don't know what to do. And, you know, I left there going, you know what, okay, whatever. He explained it to me. It was anxiety. Okay, got it, whatever. Took the next pill because they said take one in the morning, one at night for 5 days, and then you'll be off. Whatever it was, I know what it was. It began with an X, that's all I'll say. And then the third morning, I didn't like how I felt the next day, but I took the morning pill. So now I'm on three.
It began with an X
And began and ends with an X.
Oh, Xanax.
Yeah. I didn't know if I could say that legally.
You can say it.
All right. And then what ended up happening, to make a long story short, after about 6 hours, I didn't feel right after I took it. So I realized I'm not taking that. So I didn't take any for the next night and into the next day. So now I see myself walk across the living room. I literally saw myself walk across the living room. And then I heard a voice say, get your gun and kill yourself. And I went, what?
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, I argued. I said, I don't want to kill myself. I heard it three times. The third time it said, get your gun and blow your head off. Now, I'm hearing my own voice. This is not me. I had not one suicidal thought in me. Okay. I'm like, I started saying the Our Father, which I didn't know at the time was raising my vibration. Meantime, I had called my girlfriend to come down and get my gun out of my house because I used to go shooting for a sport with friends. So I had a loaded gun. And I realize now, after working with all these kids, and it took me about 2 years before it hit me over the head one day, oh my God, I know what they're talking about. I lived that voice, because many of them will say, the voice told me. The voice told me.
Wow. And you know,
In the article at the bottom. I edited it. It was never in there before. And then all of a sudden I said, my God, I've lived this. So when I prayed, I raised my frequency basically and started moving out of it. My girlfriend's the one that pointed the attention to me. What happened when you went to ER? I said, I don't know. I threw them things away. They're in the garbage. And you can't do that. And she said the name. And I went, well, what is that? I never even heard of it.
She's like,
you know?
Well, gosh, do you know how much those cost on the street? you know.
Yeah, but, exactly. Know, well, back then, I don't know if they knew that, because I think it was relatively new 28 years
right,
ago.
Right. No, I'm joking, but I was wondering, because here's what happens to me, is that's, like, a lot of that doesn't affect me as much as if I drink alcohol, I have those type of things. If I drink alcohol, a lot of alcohol, and I start doing things that I don't even feel like I'm attached to myself.
That's because you're going out of body, and it drops your frequency too low. And that's what the kids have taught me over these years. The ones in spirit have taught me, you're going out of body. You're unplugging from your spiritual or your divine nature, from your sacred nature, or what I like the word better, your natural nature. And when we are not in connection with our natural nature, we become what, you know, almost a zombie state, which is very low frequency. And that's why you feel that. Some people can feel that way in alcohol, but the prescription meds make it happen quicker, faster. And because they're time released, add that to it.
Think it's because I've got French in me.
No, it's because your frequency drops too low. That's why.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It doesn't help. Yeah.
I mean with the alcohol, it does. It's like, I can't explain it, but I get it. And you know what? I also was abused when I was little by an alcoholic, so maybe that has something to do with that. But it's weird with alcohol.
When you're drinking, your lower frequencies are taking, you know, your logical mind's turned off, your busy mind. So your frequency can start to raise a little bit, like the inhibitions. So what happens is it starts coming up into conscious mind, and it's creating those over emotional or loss of control of emotion or low vibrational emotion. So yeah, it actually makes a lot of sense why it would do that to you. Of course, we all know our limits, so we honor that, and it'll be okay. But it is part of the journey in the understanding of frequency to understand low frequency and high frequency, and we can drop, but the antis have made roller coaster drops, like, and that's the difference now compared to just the normal, what we have to go through.
And, you know, ladies, we have to wrap this up. Our hour is almost done. This was a fascinating conversation, Beth. Thank you so much for bringing this up. I don't know how we ended up here, but it was absolutely perfect. And I hope we shone a little light on this subject for people, especially parents of young children who are trying to deal with their higher vibration and their frequency and run them through, the school systems that, you know, really don't like these mm-hmm. active kids in that. So thank you so much for being with
us. Oh, my God. Thank you for letting me be a voice for the children of spirit and young adults, because it's not just children, as Kimmy said. You know, it is. There are all ages affected. So thank you for letting this become a platform. I know it wasn't what we planned, but we didn't plan anything. But
no, we didn't plan anything. It was perfect.
But I know it must have helped some people. I'm sure it did, because it's important. Mm-hmm.
And Beth's website is innerlightteaching.com. She's got more information if you want to connect with her, talk to her more about this topic. Please reach out to her, innerlightteaching.com. And I just want to mention, we have a really interesting, fun guest coming on next week. Betsy Chassie, who was one of the producers of the film What the Bleep. She is really got an interesting take on things. She's got a really fun book out called Tipping Sacred Cows, and she's going to be our guest next week. So I encourage
so
you to join
you
in.
I've seen that movie. It's amazing. And the book,
yes.
What the Bleep. Amazing.
Yeah.
So I look forward to this one. Oh, my God.
But she's a hoot. She's just a hoot. And so it's going to be a really interesting and fun interview. So I invite everybody to tune in next week, because you were going to have fun. So again,
awesome.
Beth, thank you. Thank you to our listeners from me for joining us today. It was really nice to be here and share an hour with you. And
yeah,
Kimmy?
And Beth, I appreciate everything. And I wanted to let you know that I had a little bit of, I was talking about you last night, and I had a little controversial argument about how actually me not being on that is a representation of my inner strength. and how we don't have to, that's microwaving things. You know what I mean? So my taking it, yeah, it may make it a little easier, it may not affect me, but that makes me do less of my brain work. And eventually, like Bruce Lipton says, your brain's going to flop if you make it too lazy.
Interesting.
So I do agree with you. And I know we have to go. I wanted to just mention, I have an app out and you can download it. It's Kimmy Rose. You can download it on any of your smartphones. So
is it on the iPhone now? It's on the iPhone now? Oh, good.
Sure is.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Look for that.
And God bless. And
God bless everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki can be heard here every Monday on the PBS Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Visit Kimmy on her website at KimmyRose.com and Donna on her website at BellaSpark.com. Thank you for joining us today.